coming up on episode number 610. Wow, it's been a while since I've done an All Request show, and it shows in my All Request playlist because it's just been filling up. It's time to clear out some of these songs and get them on the show for you. Tonight, you're going to hear covers of Hall & Oates, Jesus & Mary Chain, and a double shot of Lady Gaga. Ooh, all this, Tina, and trivia, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's September 15th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you the music that you've asked me to play. And you've emailed me, you've called me, you've Twittered, you've Facebooked, you've blah, 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 and bling, bling, blinged, and whatever. And I'm happy to get these songs on the show for you. Great stuff. And this is how... This isn't just how you guys discover new music. This is how I discover new music, how I find out about these new bands and new independent artists and new covers that I had no idea existed. So we've got a lot of those coming up on the show. I do want to throw out a quick thank you to Sam Bernstein, who sent me a copy of Sufjan Stevens' Come On Feel the Illinois. I remember talking a few episodes back about how I've never... heard any Sufjan Stevens, or I don't have any Sufjan Stevens except for the occasional cover here and there. And he went out and ordered me the album, sent it to me, and for that, Sam, I thank you so much. Really appreciate that. And later on the show, we'll look at iTunes 5-star ratings too. So if you've put an iTunes 5-star rating up for Coverville recently, then I'll be thanking you as well. Well, let's go ahead and get to the music, though. We're going to start things off on tonight's show with a cover that came out... When did this come out? It came out last year, I believe. But then it also came out this year on a CD you can pick up right now at Kohl's. You know, Kohl's clothing store. A CD called Rewind, I believe it is. Replay? Is it Replay? I think it's... Maybe it's Replay. Let me just confirm that really quick so I don't steer you wrong. Yes, Replay. And it's a CD you can pick up for $5, and it's almost all covers. There's covers, you know, there's Sam Phillips doing These Boots Are Made for Walking, Stacey Kent doing Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. The thing that really drew me was a cover of I'm Into Something Good by The Bird and the Bee, one of my favorite artists currently. But... that's not what I'm going to play tonight because I had a request for another song on there. A cover by Lily Allen of Electric Light Orchestra's Mr. Blue Sky. I love this song and I love this cover. Here's Lily Allen with Mr. Blue Sky.
Hey, you with the pretty face. Right.
As a matter of fact, I am Oates. Love that. That is Maneater, Hall & Oates Maneater, covered there by Harvey Danger. Now, Ian in Brooklyn let me know that when he requested this song, that Harvey Danger has decided to call it quits after being together for more than 10 years. And he got to see him in concert on their last, the East Coast leg of their final tour. He went and saw him in Brooklyn. They've got a couple shows in Seattle, and then that's it. So it's a bummer because Harvey Danger put out some great music, and I love that cover of Maneater. Happy to play that for Ian in honor of the band's deciding to retire, at least retire Harvey Danger. Who knows? They might go off and do their separate projects, as some band members tend to do when bands break up. Before that, John Hiatt, getting a little bit of help from Elvis Costello. You know, just when you think I've played every single Elvis Costello cover known to man, oh no, got one more there. John Hiatt with Living a Little, Laughing a Little. Way back, 1985, the John Hiatt album, Warming Up to the Ice Age, originally done by the Spinners. That one is going out to Roger in Albany, who requested that one. And then we kick things off with Lily Allen and her cover of Electric Light Orchestra's Mr. Blue Sky from that brand new Replay CD that you can pick up over at Kohl's. It's really worth it. You know, I mean, even if you only like half of the songs that are on there, two-thirds of the songs that are on there, it's a really good collection, and you'll easily get your money's worth by picking up the whole CD. And I think it's for a good cause, too. Of course, it's some charity thing, too. So definitely worth picking up. If you've got a Kohl's near you, look for Replay. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Bluehost, bluehost.com. Over 915,000 domains being hosted by Bluehost right now. I just saw that. That's really wild. And it's no wonder, because their pricing and their offer is just too good to pass up. $6.95 a month. For that $6.95 a month, they will register your domain. They will give you unlimited hosting space. You can put all the junk you want on your website, all the video files, all the audio files, all that stuff, and not have to worry about taking some of it down when you run out of room. File transfer, unlimited file transfer. So if you end up with a really popular site and the bandwidth spikes up, a lot of people come in and check out your site, you don't have to worry about it going down, getting cut off or anything like that because you've exceeded your limits. No. Unlimited file transfer. And if you've got a bunch of domains and subdomains, you can host them all under one umbrella. So, you know, Coverville Musically Challenged, well, that's a separate domain, but it doesn't have to be because it's hosted with Bluehost under the Coverville domain. Know what I mean? Okay. Also, 2500 Popper IMAP email addresses, Secure Shell, SSL, FTP, CGI, Ruby on Rails, Perl, PHP, MySQL, and like I say, your domain is free forever as long as you're a Bluehost customer, because they will register your domain and they will keep renewing your domain for you as part of your service with them, part of your hosting with them. Check them out. Bluehost.com, $6.95 a month. When you're ready to sign up, please, 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 please go to Coverville. On the right side of the page or in the show notes for this episode, you'll see the big old Bluehost link. Click that. It'll take you right to the Bluehost site and then sign up. And no, it doesn't change anything for you. It's the same great deal for you, but it gives me a little bit of a kickback, and that makes the whole world go around. At least makes Coverville go around. So thank you for that. And check out Bluehost.com. All right, Chip in Sioux City, Iowa, wanted to hear a cover of the song Sway, maybe something that wasn't done in a bossa nova kind of style. This is a song originally done by Norman Gimbel, and it's been covered so many times by so many artists who focus on standards. I've got a great version that I wanted to get on the show for some time, performed by Anita Kelsey, and this was included in the soundtrack to the movie Dark City. I believe, I have to go watch the movie again, but I believe that this is, in the movie, it's made to look like Jennifer Connelly is singing this song. Nope, it's Anita Kelsey and her cover of Norman Gimbel's Sway, going out to Chip in Sioux City. Oops, Chip in Sioux City. I played the wrong song for you, Chip. Here's the right one. Thank you.
I'm not afraid to die.
now to Diane in Madison. That is About You, performed by Pastels Tennis Coats from the album Two Sunsets. Originally done by Jesus and Mary Chain, she heard that as she was driving home on the radio and had to rush in to log onto the computer to find out who did that. It's just a gorgeous version there of About You. Again, Pastels Tennis Coats from the album Two Sunsets. Before that, Anita Kelsey and her cover of Sway from the Dark City soundtrack, originally by Norman Gimbel, but man, that thing has been covered by everybody, so it's hard to say who the original performer is. I believe it was written by Norman Gimbel. And that one is going out to Chip in Sioux City. What am I going to tell you about? Oh, I'm going to tell you about five-star reviews on iTunes. This is really cool. It's a great way for you to help other people discover the show by leaving a review on iTunes, you know, five-star review and maybe saying a few words. It actually triggers some little mechanism in the deep dark machine that's Apple iTunes, the mysterious black box at Apple that runs iTunes. And the more ratings you get, the more five-star reviews, the more people commenting on your show, the bigger chance it has to end up on the front page of iTunes, or to be, of course, in the top 20 lists that people see if they go to the music section, et cetera, et cetera. So these people are helping me out by being nice and saying some nice words about the show. And if you get a chance and you want to do it, please, you know, I encourage you to do so. And I'll read your name just like I'm reading these guys as well. Study Aid, Amy Elk 3, thank you. Scratius, I don't know if that's a reference to Ice Age or not. Saluki Jim, G1SR, Michael Snick, and B. DeGrand, who thinks that I look like pro wrestling legend Ivan Koloff. I could see that. He's got that chin beard thing going on as well, and he's bald, except I'm a lot nicer. I don't scream in microphones and threaten to pummel people into the ropes. But thank you to all those folks who left a nice review and five stars over on iTunes for Coverville. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I promised you at the beginning of the show that I was going to play a couple covers of Lady Gaga, and in honor of her appearance at the MTV Video Music Awards a couple days ago, let's go ahead and play something for that performance artist. I don't think it's going to be a long time before you hear a Lady Gaga cover story on Coverville, so you'll just have to satisfy yourself with these two covers right now. The first one is a cover of Just Dance featuring Mr. Dialysis. This one is performed by Gary Go on his brand new self-titled CD. This one is going out to Citizen Polly Coconuts, who requested it. Here's Just Dance by Gary Go.
Control your poison, babe. Roses have thorns, they say. tonight will dance away the pain. We'll be right back.
Lady Gaga's Poker Face performed there. Boy, that's a funky version there. That's performed by Orba Squara. Brand new recording there. And I was going to tell you about their brand new album, as a matter of fact. They have a brand new album coming out, I believe, at the end of this month. The end of next month. The Trouble with Flying is the upcoming release, October 27th. And it's a follow up to their debut release, Shun. Boy, I just can't talk all of a sudden. Their debut release, Sunshinus, which had their song Perfect Timing this morning, which, if you remember the Apple commercials for the iPhone with that ding, 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 you know, the music last year or at the beginning of this year, the iPhone TV campaign, that was the song they used, Orba Squara's Perfect Timing this morning. And they have a web project right now that's going out with the new release. It is at orbasquara.com, and it's a 430-foot side-scrolling flash site of a 10-day bus run from New York City to Portland, Oregon, with photos, ideas, drawing from the long haul. And they'll have songs from the new album playing in the background of that road trip. Very, very cool. And that is their cover of Lady Gaga's Poker Face. Before that, another Lady Gaga track. This one performed by Gary Goh from his self-titled debut album, which came out this year. And that one is going out to Citizen Polly Coconuts. Thank you, Polly, for requesting that one. All right, well, Tina is here in the Coverville studio. How you doing, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. All set to do some Musically Challenged. Now, you actually got to be a contestant for Musically Challenged when we did the self-contained version, the separate episode.
The
call-in contestant show, the version of Musically
exactly.
Challenged.
Yeah, nope, I went next door to our next-door neighbors.
I can't hear you. Try that. Oops.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
So, yeah. So I went next door to our neighbor's house and decided that we were going to be involved as well.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because we started knowing a lot of this stuff. And
sure.
I thought, well, geez, if I have two extra people to help out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
Well, you guys ended up getting what I think was the toughest batch of questions of the whole night.
Oh, okay.
I think. And you did very well with them, and people can hear that. I've got a brand new feed for it, and it's getting on iTunes, so I don't know if it's there yet. But if you manually add the feed to iTunes, you can get it. It's like feeds.feedburner.com/CovervilleMusicallyChallenged, or you can just go to... oh, no, I guess it's not on there. Yeah, the website is coverville.com/musicallychallenged. But there's not a working podcast feed on that one. So if you want the feed, it's it's feeds.feedburner.com/CovervilleMusicallyChallenged. I'll have something a lot easier to remember and actually have a button on the main site where you can get a hold of that.
Great.
Yes, but you're here for a whole different kind of Musically Challenged.
I am.
You're here for the version where you and I play together.
Exactly.
Instead of me doling out the questions and you providing the answers. Tonight, it's funny, one of the contestants from the very first Musically Challenged is the one providing the questions here. Toyota Boy has got another edition, but it's not a movie edition. Usually he provides the movie edition. No, not this time. It's something totally different, and let's hear him talk about it.
Hello, Brian and Tina.
Hey, Toyota Boy.
I've created yet another theme for Musically Challenged. I've come to realize that a lot of songs from the 80s have very long intros. Some as long as a minute and a half before they really kick in. Now, if I just play them as they were, that would be too easy, even for Tina. So I've decided to take these songs and speed them up a little bit. I may speed them up twice as much. I might speed them up three times as much. It will be your job to identify them even while playing fast. Hope you're up for the challenge. I'm going to be playing six songs.
Six.
Here we go. Song number one.
Oh, I want my MTV by the Dire Straits.
Good. It's not... You got the right
What's
song.
What's it called?
It's not called I Want My MTV.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Money for Nothing.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I'm just writing.
Well,
this
you
down.
Know what I was talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
All right.
Yeah, who was singing that part right there, the I Want My MTV?
I don't know.
Sting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, just throwing out a little extra trivia for you. And
didn't
it's
know
and
it.
He's following the melody of Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. All right, then. Oh, he's giving us a lot.
Song number two.
Oh my gosh, I can think of who they are.
I love the. That sounds even better speeded up.
I forgot what hair band that is. It's like a one word.
It is.
Group.
I'll even tell you it's the name of a continent.
Yeah, it's Europe.
There you go.
Yeah.
So glad you didn't say Asia.
I know. It almost came out, actually. And I'm like, wait a minute.
And the name of the song?
I don't know.
Oh, Tina, it's The Final Countdown.
Final Countdown, yeah. Yes. Okay, I know
Can't
that.
Can't hear that song without thinking of Job from Arrested Development.
I know. It's funny.
Song number three.
Oh, funny.
Sting or The Police, uh-huh. Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Very good.
That's funny.
So. Boy, these clips, I mean, if you don't get in the first few seconds, it's a gimme when it gets to the chorus.
Song number four.
Okay. That's a good one.
Almost seems like Billy Squire.
Nothing?
No, I mean, it almost sounded like Sting again, but
it's not.
It couldn't be.
Yeah, I think when you speed anybody up, they sound like Sting.
Yeah, they kind of do. All right, so who was it?
That is Van Halen and Right Now.
Oh.
Remember the video with the all the facts that come up on screen? Like it says, right now, 400 people are picking their nose. And
right, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Song number five.
Oh, yeah, got this one already.
I love this song too. What is it?
So- Come on, really?
I know, I can't think of it. What is it?
It's Lover Boy with Turn Me Loose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. And last one.
Song number six.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. This one actually sounds the same, speeded up, as it does normally. I guess it's the it matches up.
Okay,
with
I don't
speed.
Have it yet, so
okay,
keep playing.
I'll keep playing.
Pet Shop Boys.
Yes, very good.
I can't think of the name.
That's West End Girls.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're 6 for 6.
Yeah, we did really well.
Yes.
Well, Brian, let's see how you did.
Oh,
Song number one is I Want My MTV by Dire Straits.
Oh no, Toyota Boy did it too.
Will Yankovic would later parody this song, including a video in his movie UHF.
I want my MTV, Noganu!
Song number two is Final Countdown by Europe. Song number three is Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police. Ah, yes. Sting, otherwise known as Gordon Sumner. Song number four is Right Now by Van Halen. You might remember this song used for the Pepsi Clear commercial.
That's right. Pepsi Clear.
Song number five is Turn Me Loose by Loverboy. You might remember Loverboy with such songs as Everybody's Working for the Weekend, which pretty much every DJ plays at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, if they're not playing I Don't Want to Work, I Just Want to Bang on the Drum All Day.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the other big 5 o'clock Friday. Hey, we're going to be real inventive and play Todd Rundgren for your 5 o'clock workday weekend.
And finally, song number six is West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys. Well, Brian, hope you had fun. Hope this music challenge wasn't too fast for you to figure out. I'm talking really fast, so I can't seem to stop, so I guess I'll end the show right here.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Toyota Boy.
So what's his real first name?
Nissan. I don't know. I don't know what Toyota Boy's real first name is. I think he sent me an email and told me once, but just call him Toyota Boy.
Yeah.
Because it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does work.
Yes. Thank you, Toyota Boy. Yeah, if you do one of those again, shorter clips easily. I mean, you could easily shorten those up and we'd still get them. You'll make me even...
Every once in a while. Well, I need a little help.
But. Yes, okay. This is true. That's going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com, you can call a request line 206-222-2683. So I'm trying to do it all fast.
Yeah.
I'm failing too. We'll be back on Thursday night with a cover story. I've got something lined up and it'll be more of a surprise when you hear it. Just stick around for that on Thursday. I think that's it. Yeah. Until then, see when you go fast, you miss a lot of stuff. You feel like you miss a lot of stuff. Thanks for listening. Until then, until Thursday, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.